B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. You know, last week, my wife and I were up in Gloucester, and she's always wanted to go to the Crow's Nest because it's in the movie The Perfect Storm. So we went after dinner, and we had a chance to meet this awesome bartender, Anne. And we've been trying to get a hold of her ever since because she was nice enough to give us the number. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Well, sorry we had to. I was stalking you yesterday, but we're just dying to talk to you. I realized you didn't know who was calling.
No, I did. Well, I was playing tennis, so I couldn't get it.
You were what?
I was playing tennis, so I couldn't take the phone call.
Well, Anne, bartender extraordinaire at the Crow's Nest in Gloucester.
And a tennis player.
Yeah, and a tennis player. I didn't know that, Anne. So my wife, Carolyn, and I dropped by for a brewski because we've never been big fans of the movie and the book.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Perfect Storm. And Anne was kind enough to show us a book, a photo album that you guys have together from the movie. That was awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
Except you thought I was that old lady, but.
Well, I didn't know if that was.
He does that.
Yeah.
He puts his foot in his mouth and then he washes it down with a beer.
I was like, oh, I could smack this poor guy.
I know, right? Hey, I don't this old lady. Get in line.
I wouldn't be the first.
Well, you know.
I like him.
So, Anne, at the risk of, going too far back, now, you were there back in the day, bartending?
Yes.
Okay.
I was married to Bobby Shatford's younger brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was married to Rusty, and we were lucky enough to be able to go out to the premiere in L.A. That was actually the first time the whole family had seen the movie.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Which was very hard.
Yeah.
What did the family think of the movie?
They all loved the book better.
Yeah.
Because that was more real.
Yes.
They had to change the movie a little bit for Hollywood. But they did a nice job, and the actors came out a little bit early, except for Diane Lane, to try to get our accent down.
Except for Diane Lane.
Brutal, isn't it, Bobby?
That is awesome.
That was a mistake on her part. She should have come out.
So, no one can fake our accent.
Yeah.
It's just impossible.
Well, Clooney didn't even try, if I remember, right? He didn't even do an accent.
I don't think he did, no.
How was he of the celebrity off camera?
He was so nice. They were all so nice. They really, really were. And they were very sensitive to the whole subject because it wasn't a happy occasion. And my mother-in-law was dying at the time. And John Hawkes, who played Bugsy, went over and painted her bedroom and spruced up her house. And they were just the nicest people. It was just a really nice experience.
That really is. So as far as the actual event that the book is based on, now that you were married to the brother. So do you recall those days, what that was like when they were missing at sea and realized?
It was funny because I had dated Rusty when I was in high school. We waited and waitressed together.
Yeah.
And then we went our own ways. He lived in Florida. And then we met after the book came out. But I was on my way to Portugal with my mother. And I was reading Outside Magazine. And that's Sebastian Younger had done a little blurb about the storm.
Yeah.
And Outside, and I was like, oh, my gosh, that's Rusty's family. And because I was living in Melrose at the time. So I was kind of out of the actual storm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing because when I was at the Crow's Nest, there was somebody who was at the bar, just a patron that I think went to school with one of the guys, if I remember.
Probably. It's such a tight knit. Oh, my dogs.
Yeah.
it really is just a local place that just, got thrust into the spotlight. It's just, there's no airs about it. It's a nice place to go have, a beer and
beer.
A tuna sandwich, you said, Bob.
The tuna sandwich is the best. And
oh, did you have a tuna sandwich?
No, I'm going to because I posted about you guys. Somebody said the best tuna roll in Massachusetts.
Oh, really? I don't know if that's true.
Do people still come in and talk about the movie? And
yes, people come from all over the world.
Wow.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
All these years later.
And it's 20 years later.
Well, has George been back in? Because he's filming all around here again.
I know. I know he was in Beverly. We keep saying to get people in there. Oh, George is going to be in tonight.
I bet if there, you know what? I bet he would be if there wasn't COVID. I bet, you know, I think he's been so nice in the area.
How was Mark
Wahlberg?
Very
nice, yeah. I mean, he was nice. He was nice, you know.
Who did you hate?
Yeah.
I didn't hate anyone. I didn't hate anybody. Everybody was so nice.
Yeah.
When we went out to L.A., GQ magazine, Mark Wahlberg was on the cover the month that we went out to the premiere. So they had a party for him, and everybody was there, like Tom Sizemore, Penny Marshall.
Right.
Matt LeBlanc, Cher. It was crazy. And the people that you think would be really nice, like Cher and Matt LeBlanc, weren't.
Oh, they weren't really the worst, right?
I know. It's like, worst. That's disappointing.
Oh, that's too bad. I hate
Matt LeBlanc.
I know.
Joey.
Yeah, the ones you just think would be, you know, the real nice and down to earth. But everybody really was,
that's
know.
Great.
Everybody loved the movie. Everybody came over and met the family. Everybody was, you know, everybody else was really nice.
So if you want to meet Ann, right, so you work most nights at the Crow's Nest?
Friday, Saturday, and Monday night.
That's it.
Good
Go
shifts.
Say hi.
Yeah.
Get a PBR. They're like $3.
It's a beautiful day for a road trip.
I think so. I think it is. Ann, we're going to see you again next time. I'll try the tuna.
Yes, please do, and bring some back.
I will. And you're great. I'm glad we got a chance to catch up, because that, of course, like you said, it's a real story with real people, and it's just amazing. So,
and it was nice meeting you. And when we talk at a different time, I'll tell you what you guys meant to me this year. I had a tough year, and you guys got me over some really big bumps.
Oh. Well,
you
said you love Super Smart, playing that game. You listen all the time, right?
I know. Yeah. And it always cracks me up. I always get a big belly laugh out of you guys every morning.
Oh, I'm so that's glad. Awesome. That's nice. We'll put the Crow's Nest in the Super Smart one day.
Yes,
right?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. What's the name of the
awesome.
Bar?
Yes.
That's going to be it. Ann, I'm going to see you soon, okay? And,
good. I look forward to it.
Thanks, Ann. We'll see you again, okay?
Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brotza, LBF, and Brian. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. And more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.